CFWHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Police in Chatham, Illinois, say three children and one adult are dead after a car crashed through an after-school building. WCIA-TV reporter Cole Henke has more.
Chatham police say at around 3:20 p.m. this afternoon, a driver went driving through the east side of the building, driving all the way through out the other end, killing four and injuring at least six more who have been taken to area hospitals.
The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation says Liberal Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and his party will stay in power. President Trump heavily influenced the race as voters say they're most concerned about their financial security.
I'm voting more to keep someone out of power than to vote someone in.
It's the one that's going to affect us the most in the long run, and Canada needs to step up.
And this is very important to me that there would be safeguards of a working man's fortunes.
Tuesday marks 100 days since President Trump returned to office. His administration is highlighting its immigration policy. Trump's attacks on migrants and false claims of an invasion has ramped up deportations. CBS's Willie James Inman has that story.
The White House has put a strong focus on immigration and talking about what they see as successes, part of this 100-day message that they've talked about. We saw a rare early morning briefing with the press secretary and Tom Homan, the border czar, where he essentially said, you cannot hide from ICE.
President Trump has just appointed a handful of new members to what's being called a FEMA review council. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
The president announced he's forming a bipartisan committee to review FEMA to reform and streamline the agency. Its new members include Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, and Republican National Committee Chair Michael Whatley. President Trump has previously said he's considering eliminating FEMA after its response to recent hurricanes under the previous administration.
Monday, Amazon launched its first batch of internet satellites into space, intended as a competitor to SpaceX Starlink. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher.
It's worth noting that while Amazon hasn't said how much it will charge for satellite internet, the retailer has promised to keep its prices in line with competition, which means Starlink may have a real competitor on its hands.
Amazon aims to put more than 3,200 of them into orbit. The Kremlin declared a 72-hour ceasefire to mark Victory Day in World War II. President Putin ordered a truce from May 8th to May 10th to celebrate Moscow's defeat of the Nazis. Ukrainian President Zelensky called it another attempt at manipulation, asking, why wait until May 8th before ceasing fire? This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Bad news for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard has suffered a torn Achilles tendon in his left leg. An MRI today confirmed the injury. It happened in the first quarter of the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers in their playoff game last night in Milwaukee. Lillard, who turns 35 this summer, could be out for the next year. Head coach Doc Rivers.
That's why you have teammates and family, you know, around them. It's just such a great freaking dude. Like, on the basketball level, but more important, like as a teammate and a father and all that stuff. And, you know, no one deserves it, but golly, you just look at him. And so that's why I feel bad.
The Bucks play the Pacers in Indiana tomorrow night at 5. Milwaukee down 3-1 in that best-of-7 series. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 7-1 to snap a 4-game losing streak. They head to Chicago next to play the White Sox tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some severe weather to contend with before the activity moves off to the east of the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, winds turning to the west, and morning lows in the mid-40s. On Tuesday, we'll see morning clouds, then clearing, highs in the upper 50s. It's 60 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, a conversation with Brian Kennedy, one of the candidates seeking to become the next chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for matinee on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Monday. Back to work, back to school, April 28th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite here at the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison. Overcast, I'll say very high overcast skies, partly sunny, some may call it here in downtown Madison. Big show for you today. Going to talk about some of the news headlines over the weekend, take a look at what's happening in Washington, D.C., your calls as well. And going to talk sports with our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, in just a moment. But Mr. Zommers, first of all, we have to get right to a special weather statement, Eyes to the Sky today. We'll tell you the current temperatures. It's 74 degrees right now in Madison, Wisconsin. Contrast that to 42 in Superior right now. So quite the contrast across the state of Wisconsin. So, of course, that sets up a weather situation. Let's get right to a special weather statement at this hour, particularly affecting our listeners in WFHR in the Wisconsin Rapids area and also over in WCFW, the TAP, over in the Chippewa Valley area. This from the National Weather Service, a strong thunderstorm impacting parts of Clark in Jackson counties, just finishing up in those counties right now. A while ago, a strong storm was just over Black River Falls, moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. With this storm, wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour and half-inch hail. This is a radar-indicated storm. As far as impacts, gusty winds could knock down tree limbs and blow around unsecured objects. Minor hail damage to vegetation is also possible. And so the Weather Service asking people in the path of this storm to head indoors. Consider seeking shelter in an inside building. Could tell you, looking at live weather radar right now, that storm they've been tracking is moving, as we say, 55 miles per hour. It's now right around the Neillsville area and heading towards Marshfield. So people in the Marshfield, McMillan, Stratford area, this is just south and west of Wausau. This storm seems to be heading on track to go pretty close, not directly into the Wausau area. So people listening to WXCO up in Wausau area, be aware this storm is moving towards you. The storm that was just south and east of Nacoosa and Wisconsin Rapids, that is now mostly heavy rain as most of the thunderstorm activity has dissipated. Not a severe storm at this point, but there is a very strong thunderstorm over the Sparta area moving towards Tomah right now, just to the
the east of La Crosse area. And then north and west of Osseo and kind of more towards the just east of Eau Claire, another cell there. So be aware. Keep an eye to the sky. What's going to happen is as these clouds in parts of Wisconsin dissipate, that allows the sun to come in, which unfortunately on a day like today is a bad thing because that's going to make the air less stable, and that has the potential of fueling these storms across the state of Wisconsin later on this afternoon and then even into the overnight hours tonight. So keep your radios tuned to your favorite weather source, or if you have a weather alert system on your phone, your weather radio, keep it intact. Again, some places are going to see nothing. Other places may see some very, very strong storms and severe weather. We want to keep you updated here at Civic Media. 10 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Let's go right now to our top story of the day. It took Wisconsin by storm. That's the NFL draft held in Green Bay over the weekend. No one covered it better. No one gave us the play-by-play better than our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, from Lambeau Field all weekend long. He's kind enough to join us via phone. Mike Clemens, have you recovered from the big NFL draft?
Maybe by Wednesday or Thursday or so.
Right.
A lot of hours and stuff, but good stuff. You know, the best thing, too, about our stations, too, our civic media stations, is because you get these updates from Brittany or Corey or the rest of the staff, and whether it's on the app or just going across the state, you know, 23 stations. Because I'm driving, you know, between Green Bay and Milwaukee and Madison and, you know, covering the teams. Is it helps me plan out, like, all right, I better get an early start to go in there.
Right.
Yeah, for the draft. Except for that cold, rainy day Friday, this thing drew 600,000 fans.
Incredible.
Second only to when it was in Nashville. And Nashville was such a great backdrop on TV with the Nashville bars, the country music, everything that they had going on there. That was back in 2019. Over 600,000 fans, even with that bad day. Do you realize now that in just 3 days, Green Bay and the draft drew more people than it takes 10, 11 days through either Summerfest or the Wisconsin State Fair.
Wow.
That's a huge draw, right?
Yeah. No, and how cool was it just, I mean, for those of us who weren't working it like you were, Mike, to watch this on, I spent a lot of my time on ABC, flipped back to ESPN a little bit, but to see all these Wisconsin references, to hear the Packers mentioned so often, I mean, just what a great boom for Wisconsin, the Green Bay, greater Green Bay, Fox Valley area.
Yeah, so, you know, the Packers wait. They don't trade up. They wait till their time comes up at the 23rd draft overall on Thursday night in the first round, and they take this Matthew Golden kid out of Texas, 4.29 speed, really fast, good hands as well. Has to be if the Packers are going to use, you know, a first-round pick on a wide receiver. They had not done that since, was it 2002 that they drafted Javon Walker?
Yeah.
It's been so long since the Packers used a first-round pick that Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers are waiting for on a wide receiver,
right,
that the kid that they picked, Matthew Golden, wasn't even born then. Right?
I love it.
That's how long it's been. And, you know, he was on a lot of people's depth charts, but there were some other moves that were made up there, so he was still on the board, and so Gutekunst used that. And then he used his third round pick, on another wide receiver out of TCU, Savion Williams. Now, how's this for karma? We said, so how do you think you'll get along with Matthew Golden? He says, you know, when you're in college and then sometimes they come to you and say, hey, we've got some, you know, some high school seniors that are looking at, you know, considering schools. Could you put one up for the night? Guess who we put up for the night?
Who?
Matthew Golden.
Wow. Wow.
You know, and now here they are 3 years later. They're going to be teammates. Yeah.
Love it.
So just all kinds of stories. So, you know, Mark Murphy with that terrific announcement to tell, you know, 200,000 people Thursday night, all right, with the 23rd pick, the Green Bay Packers, we've taken a wide receiver, and people get all wide, you know,
yeah,
crazy. And then that kid comes out with the gold coat, and this Matthew Golden, I mean, like 7, 8 years ago, Todd, him and his mom are living in the back of a Walmart.
Wow.
You know, family took him in the Houston area to help him get through high school, to qualify to get into college, played at Houston, then he transferred to Texas to the Longhorns. They had an offensive program that's a little bit better. And then this one that they picked in the third round, Savion Williams from TCU, that's a huge passing program. I mean, I was checking out their season last year. They were throwing the ball anywhere from 35 to 50 times a game. And he played a lot of quarterback in high school. I asked him about it on the Zoom call that we had. And so he's kind of a gadget. He's 6'4", same size as Christian Watson, mm-hmm. not as fast, like 4.4 speed, but you know, the scouts, they kind of remind you of Cordell Patterson,
yeah.
the former Viking and Patriots, who he could be a kick returner, he could be a Wildcat guy. He threw a touchdown pass out of the Wildcat last year for TCU. So a versatile guy that Matt LaFleur is excited about, because I can use this guy in a jet sweep. I can use him for a variety of ways in the backfield.
Really, and you talk about these stories. We're talking to Mike Clemens, our sports reporter here at Civic Media, who was at the draft all weekend long doing yeoman's work for us reporting on the draft. You talk about these stories, Mike, and that's – we had Brandon Ewing on, the brother of Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL player. He talked about what it was like from a family perspective and watching your brother get drafted and the impact. And that, for me, I think – is one of my favorite parts of watching the draft are these behind-the-scenes stories of what some of these kids have come up from and through. And one of the great stories, and I want to, if you can talk a little bit about this guy, Baron Sorrell, who waited around, who was there on night one and two but never got drafted, and then he makes a surprise appearance in the third or fourth round and gets drafted. I thought that was a great story.
And if there's anything I'm a little bit critical of, is like, why only 16 players showed up for the first round on Thursday night when there's mm-hmm. 32 teams picking? And if you're the fans, you know, you're standing out there, I mean, that's what you want, is you want to see these players in person and their moment.
Yeah.
And so many of these guys like to stay home. Is it because they don't want to be embarrassed? Part of it is because I don't think they can afford it.
Right.
But this Barry and Sorrell out of Texas, he asked his dad, like, listen, I think I'm going to go in the second or third round. Could we go to Green Bay? So they had to, you know, they had to pay for it, mm-hmm. and they brought along the family. They had like eight people. He didn't get picked Friday night. So then they said, well, we might as well stay. We're here, right? I don't mm-hmm. mind when I go. I want that moment on the stage. So then all of a sudden, Roger Goodell, he's got, you know, other people filling in. And they didn't have that many former players reading off names this weekend either. Mm-hmm. But when Goodell finds out, hey, this next kid coming up here at 124 in the fourth round is actually, he's in the green room, Commissioner. Oh, yeah, I'll read this. So he goes out with the card, and he says, Barry and Sorrell, the Green Bay Packers select Barry and Sorrell from Texas, and he's here. And he came out. And Brian Gutekunst, the GM, said, I had no idea who was in town. I just
right.
He was the next player on my draft board. You know, we needed a defensive end, a rush guy. So then Sorrell, after he gets his shirt and his cap and a hug from the commissioner, he goes walking across the street. He goes inside Lambeau Field.
Wow.
He does a Lambeau leap. And then he comes and sees us up there in the podium in the media auditorium. And the family shuffles in. And after he talks about, you know, his visit he had with the Packers, what he did at, you know, as a pass rusher for Texas and six sacks last year and 44 tackles. Then they said, but you've got a lot of family here and friends. Mm-hmm. That must mean a lot to you. He breaks down crying.
Wow.
I mean, he for a minute, because it's that passionate. And at the end of the day, the Packers scouts keep telling you over and over again, you know, you can run a great time at the combine. You can lift weights. Mm-hmm. You can have, you know, X amount of stats and break school records. But we're looking for guys that not only love football, but they need football.
Yeah.
They need football, because those are the guys, when you get them into Green Bay, they're going to continue to work and improve. They're not going to just stop working when they get their first couple of million dollars. They are adamant about getting to a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Jason Wilde had a story at Channel 3000 over the weekend, this quote from Matt LaFleur. I'm sure you were there for as well. I thought this really epitomized this Baron Sorrell kid. LaFleur said, quote, of this kid, he said, he's a big-time culture guy. We had a couple of guys from Texas come through here before the draft. And we always ask these guys, who are the best practice players? Or if you're going to go to a team, who are you bringing with you? They consistently, unanimously, always pointed to him. I think that speaks volumes, not only the type of player he is, but the type of teammate and type of person and competitor he is. I thought that was a great quote.
His teammate was their number one pick, Matthew Golden.
I just thought that gave me chills to hear that, because, I mean, that's the kind of guy we want at Green Bay, right? I mean, those are the kind of competitors you want for any team, but, I mean, it's really cool that Green Bay picks him up. I want to make sure we get to the Bucks, but just your 30-second wrap, Mike Clemens, how do you grade the Packers' overall draft this year?
Oh, it's a Packer draft. I'll give it a B, B plus.
It'll be solid. I'll take that.
Now, whether that gets them over the top, you know, give me 6 months to figure that out.
Yeah. About a minute left here. News broke about 30 minutes ago. Bucks confirm Dame is out for the rest of the season, torn ACL. Bucks just seem to be snake bit.
Yeah, last night it's in the first quarter, and the Bucks were go back on the defense. And to me, looking at the tape, Todd, it looked like Dame's right foot kind of slipped a little bit on the court. He went to catch himself with the left foot. He ends up tearing his left Achilles tendon. So he had the blood clot in the right leg. Now it's the left tendon. He could be out a year. He turns 35 this summer. The Bucks owe him $113 million. It's a mess.
It's a mess. You always help us straighten it out. Thanks, Mike Clemens. Have a great day. We'll check in with you soon live. Mike Clemens, our sports reporter on the draft. Stay tuned. More after this on the All Bulls Show on Civic Media.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd All Bulls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on a Monday afternoon, the 28th of April, 2025. Glad to have you along. Thanks to Mike Clemens. Many thanks. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. And I'm sure he had a great time, but I think a lot of time, you get to be at the draft. I mean, lucky you. You have it easy. You get paid to do that. And I know he loves it. But I think what a lot of people don't understand, particularly a guy like Mike, I didn't have time to ask him, but I bet he wasn't just meandering around having hot dogs. I mean, because it was held in Green Bay, he told us this that last week, they're in kind of their usual room, like in Lambeau. I don't know if there's any windows or not. And they're working. They're working their rear ends off to get these cuts, to get these stories. And sure, it's cool that you're there, but I mean, just nobody works harder at these things and has the inside track better than Mike Clemens. And we appreciate him so very much.
Yeah, keeping the inside track on anything, but I mean, I would say particularly modern sports with the celebrity status of so many athletes, it really takes a lot of work to cultivate those relationships.
Yeah.
And basically, you just have to always be on top of it and always be in the right place at the right time. Yeah. And It's a skill that he's developed.
No, he's fantastic. We always appreciate him stopping by, Mike Clemens. As we said, the Bucks, just to clarify, may have slipped up on the other side, but it was confirmed about a half hour ago by the Bucks organization that Damian Lillard has a torn ACL.
Achilles.
Or Achilles. I'm sorry.
Achilles is the one that
I said ACL. It's a torn Achilles. So thank you very much. I appreciate the clarification there, Zomers. So, wow, as we said with Mike, I mean, this team, the Bucks, they're just, this is a must-get-win game now in Tuesday in Indianapolis. So we'll see. As Giannis said earlier, one of Mike's reports, they have a great attitude. Next man up. Just, you got to find a way to win. But their backs are against the wall, and lots of money on the table, as Mike said. And now Dame out for well into next year, if not the entire year. So we shall see, but the Milwaukee Brewers have the day off, travel day for them. They're going kind of sort of back home, back to the Midwest, but going to Chicago. They start a 3-game series with the Chicago White Sox tomorrow night across the Civic Media Brewers Radio Network. 6:05 pregame show in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Park Falls, Hayward, Racine, Kenosha. Brewers taking on the White Sox for 3 games starting tomorrow at 6:05. And then finally, they're back in Milwaukee on Friday for a series against the dreaded Chicago Cubs, the Cubbies in town, starting on Friday. So Brewers got a win last night. Hopefully they can continue on into Chicago tomorrow night. Want to get into a couple of newsy things for you over the weekend. Going to talk about, we started this on Friday, major things ahead for Congress, because sometimes some of these more politically media sexy things take precedent, and we're going to get into that. But I want to start with 60 Minutes. For those of you who watch the broadcast, still one of the most highly rated programs on television, 60 Minutes every night on the Tiffany Network, CBS. In the last minute, Scott Pelley, longtime 60 Minutes correspondent, at one time the evening news anchor on CBS, and he closed the show. We're going to play it, and we're going to talk about it. Here's 60 Minutes. Here's Scott Pelley in the last minute of 60 Minutes.
In tonight's last minute, a note on Bill Owens, who until this past week was executive producer of 60 Minutes. He was our boss. Bill was with CBS News nearly 40 years, 26 years at 60 Minutes. He covered the world, covered combat, the White House. His was a quest to open minds, not close them. If you've ever worked hard for a boss because you admired him, then you understand what we've enjoyed here. Bill resigned Tuesday. It was hard on him and hard on us, but he did it for us and you. Stories we pursued for 57 years are often controversial. Lately, the Israel-Gaza war and the Trump administration. Bill made sure they were accurate and fair. He was tough that way. But our parent company, Paramount, is trying to complete a merger. The Trump administration must approve it. Paramount began to supervise our content in new ways. None of our stories has been blocked, but Bill felt he lost the independence that honest journalism requires. No one here is happy about it, but in resigning, Bill proved one thing. He was the right person to lead 60 Minutes all along. I'm Scott Pelley. We'll be back next week with another edition of 60 Minutes.
And thus closed last night's episode of 60 Minutes on CBS last night, the great Scott Pelley. I thought it was particularly well written and delivered, as Pelley always does. I really fell in love with Scott Pelley's delivery and anchoring abilities during the 2016 election, when he was anchoring the CBS News, because he really stepped in to this, in my opinion, Edward R. Murrow-esque role. Of course, Edward R. Murrow, the longtime CBS man who ended up losing his job because back in his day, he took on the company basically for similar reasons. And then that, the book, I was a book first in the movie Good Night and Good Luck. And now it's a Broadway show with George Clooney in the title character out in New York. And so there's a history at CBS of people just saying that, telling it like it is. And we talked about this, I know, last week, but for this to come to a head over the weekend and for 60 Minutes and Pelly to say this on the air, on their own network, and call out their own network, I thought was extraordinary. I thought it took courage, and it was refreshing. And kudos to them. We're going to come back and talk about this, 855-752-4842. Your calls are welcome, 855-752-4842. What does this really mean in the context of what Trump's plans are long term? What does it mean for democracy? Come on back. Stay tuned now. A little ag update, sports, and weather. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief, a car crashed into one side of a building used for after-school programs in Chatham, Illinois, and exited the other side. The emergency call on broadcast.
We had a car run through a building, and they're saying there's quite a few people injured.
Four people were killed. The driver is in custody. WCIA-TV reporter Cole Henke is on the scene.
This is a prominent after-school program. There were many other people at this building, at the Why Not building, when this happened.
The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation projects that Liberal Prime Minister Mark Carney will hold on to power after national elections. The BBC's John Sudsworth is watching the results.
The support for the smaller parties has almost completely collapsed. And the two bigger parties, the Liberals, have picked up the biggest share of that vote from the smaller parties. But the Conservatives have been doing well, too.
President Trump will mark his 100 days in office with more actions in immigration on Tuesday. CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
Bad news for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard has suffered a torn Achilles tendon in his left leg. An MRI today confirmed the injury. It happened in the first quarter of the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers in their playoff game last night in Milwaukee. Lillard, who turns 35 this summer, could be out for the next year. Head coach Doc Rivers.
That's why you have teammates and family, you know, around him. It's just such a great freaking dude. Like, on the basketball level, but more important, like as a teammate and a father and all that stuff. And, you know, no one deserves it, but golly, you just look at him. And so that's why I feel bad.
The Bucks play the Pacers in Indiana tomorrow night at 5. Milwaukee down 3-1 in that best-of-7 series. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 7-1 to snap a 4-game losing streak. They head to Chicago next to play the White Sox tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The new Hunger Games film, Sunrise on the Reaping, is in pre-production high gear. Last week, two leads were cast, and now Jesse Plemons has been cast as a young Plutarch Havensby. Hope I'm saying that right. That was the role previously played by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Hoffman's last film roles before passing away in 2014 at the age of 46 were both Hunger Games movies. Sunrise on the Reaping takes place 24 years before The Hunger Games and should hit theaters in November 2026. Here's one of Pete's picks that I liked 75% of. The film Drop is a good thriller for most of the movie. It's got a slick look, is well acted, and has an interesting plot where a widow goes on a first date. Throughout the course of the evening, her phone is airdropped threatening messages. It's a fun watch while trying to figure out who is behind the threats. It goes a little off the rails in the last 15 minutes and becomes a bit unrealistic. Having said that, you will love 75% of this movie. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some severe weather to contend with before the activity moves off to the east of the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, winds turning to the west, and morning lows in the mid-40s. On Tuesday, we'll see morning clouds, then clearing, highs in the upper 50s. It's 60 at our studios.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on Monday, April 28th. Kind of a chill vibe there, Zomers. What do you dial up?
Truth and Honesty by Aretha Franklin.
Oh, very nice. I didn't know that was the beginning of Truth and Honesty. Wow. See, I learned something every day just from our great producer, Aaron Zomers. Think what you can learn. No, most of the people tuning in probably have a better music knowledge than I do. But it's always, that's one of my favorite parts. Occasionally, Zomers will surprise me. And
sometimes it'll be a good song.
Most of the time it is. Most of the time it is.
Sometimes it's not.
A quick, it's rare. A quick weather update for you as Brittany Merlot there in the break talked about very unsettled weather today across the state of Wisconsin. Current temperatures, 74 degrees here in the capital city of Madison, Wisconsin. Meanwhile, in Superior, Wisconsin, it's 42. That is absolutely fertile breeding ground for bad weather.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I want to update you, particularly this is for our listeners in the Wausau area, WXCO, and also our listeners in the Wisconsin Rapids area as well. Strong storms looking at live weather radar right now. We have a strong cell literally just moving over the city of Wausau proper right now. And then behind that, there's another kind of larger cell, almost a line, really, that goes from Abbotsford down through, say, McMillan and then Marshfield area all the way down to Pittsville, which is just west of Wisconsin Rapids. These storms are moving to the east, northeast, at around 50 miles per hour and have produced up to half-inch size hail. So it's just under technically the severe thunderstorm. They have to have 75 mile per hour winds for it to be technically a severe thunderstorm. But at 50 miles per hour, it's nothing to mess around with. So if you're in the Wausau area or just south and west of Wausau, say in McMillan and Marshfield, all the way down to Pittsville, that area, and then over towards Stevens Point even, and just north of Wisconsin Rapids, all that area right now, you are in the area for some strong storms right now. So just be aware of that and keep it tuned to your favorite weather source because things are going to get better. You look around Wisconsin, like here in Madison, you say, oh, it's great. And the sun's kind of out. It's a warm day. Unfortunately, when you have these type of fronts moving through, and it's 74 in Madison, 66 in Milwaukee, 67 in Green Bay, and then 42 in Superior, what's going to happen is when the sun comes in this afternoon, it's actually going to warm up and destabilize the atmosphere. And so there is a chance across the state of Wisconsin at varying times between later this afternoon all the way through the early morning hours of tomorrow morning to have strong storms. There is a chance of tornadoes in some areas. Again, don't want to hype it up too much. There might be parts of Wisconsin that see little to anything. There are parts of Wisconsin that could see all the way to a tornado. So just be aware, be mindful, and keep an eye to the sky and be aware of the weather as we go through this afternoon, tonight, and into the early morning hours tomorrow. Before the break, we played the clip of Scott Pelley last night on 60 Minutes calling out his own network, CBS, for basically forcing the resignation of Bill Owens. the longtime executive producer of CBS's 60 Minutes, a great article in Cord Cutter News. It's kind of an insider media website, great website, actually, cordcutternews.com. And they talk about Owen's departure making a significant moment for 60 Minutes, a program synonymous with investigative journalism for nearly six decades. And what Pelly did not touch on there in calling out his network last night was that President Trump has sued CBS for $20 billion, with a B, $20 billion over an October 2024 interview with then Vice President Kamala Harris. Trump alleges the interview was deceptively edited, a claim CBS has vehemently denied. And all accounts, eventually, 60 Minutes did release the footage. And it's not deceptive. It's not deceptive at all. What happened was, as almost every interview with 60 Minutes, the correspondent sits down with the subject. The interview might go a half an hour. It might go an hour, depending upon how much time the person being interviewed said they'd sit for. Well, very rarely, most of these stories on 60 Minutes go 10-ish minutes, somewhere in there. And so you have to edit that down. And so, like almost every other story, the profile on Vice President Harris got edited down. Trump claimed that they edited it to change the meaning of what she said. When you saw the unedited video, it was clear that was not the case. Back to this article in Cord Cutter News, Owen's resignation also coincides with a critical juncture for CBS's parent company, Paramount. Sherry Redstone, Paramount's controlling holder, is reportedly seeking Trump administration approval for the sale of her media conglomerate to Skydance Media, led by David Ellison, son of Oracle founder Larry Ellison. The New York Times reported in January that Paramount was in settlement talks with Trump and that Owens, who was running 60 Minutes, had resisted apologizing for the Harris interview as part of any potential deal. NBC News has not independently verified these claims. In his memo, Owens remained defiant about the mission of CBS and 60 Minutes, saying, quote, "We will continue to cover the new administration as we report on future administrations. We'll report from war zones, investigate injustices, and educate our audience. In short, 60 Minutes will do what it has done for 57 years, unquote. That from a memo obtained by NBC News from Owens. Wendy McMahon, president and CEO of CBS News, informed employees via an email of Owen's departure, praising his contributions. Apparently, Wendy McMahon's been very much on the side of 60 Minutes and Bill Owens. But again, to kind of summarize this, Bill Owens, who runs 60 Minutes, was asked by the head honchos at Paramount, hey, you know, can you do us a solid? Trump wants an apology as part of this settlement. It's not just about the money. Can you just apologize for what you guys did at 60 Minutes and then we can move on? And Owens, to his credit, said no. We didn't do anything wrong. And I'm not going to start apologizing just because my parent company wants to make a deal, a merger, and make a lot of money and lay off more employees to satisfy Trump. That is bending a knee to our institutional integrity. And there are not a lot of people left, in my opinion, in this business, in the media business, who are interested in institutional integrity and maintaining truth. And Bill Owens is one. So he said, no, we're not going to apologize at 60 Minutes for what we did. And so the head honchos at Paramount decided to put on more pressure. It's unclear whether Owens was going to get fired or whether he did this to send a message. And there was this meeting, as we reported last week, a meeting with all the correspondents of 60 Minutes and Owens, in which he told them first. And as Scott Pelley said, nobody was happy about this at 60 Minutes. But it sends an important message. This from another place called The Wrap. It's an online, I follow them on Twitter. It's an industry magazine, if you will, site. Says, according to The Wrap, this is a different story now, but it's connected. I'm going to tell you how. Says, days after President Donald Trump's victory in 2024's presidential election, Warner Brothers Discovery CEO David Zaslav expressed enthusiasm about a new administration potentially creating greater, quote, opportunity for consolidation, unquote, that would, quote, provide a real positive and accelerated impact on this industry that's needed, unquote. Zaslav did add that it's, quote, too early to tell, unquote, whether these hopes would materialize. But he missed a more significant disclaimer, that merger and acquisition dreams can quickly become nightmares if your news organization angers the president. That's chilling to me. The story goes on to say CEOs might eventually get what they want in negotiating deals. The main question is whether they'll be forced to throw their news operations under the bus in order to achieve those aims. That from The Wrap. And this is where it gets dystopian. That major news corporations, and really entertainment, really, of which their news divisions are a part of the entertainment, in order for these deals to get approved by Trump-controlled FCC, they're going to have to be willing to compromise and capitulate to a certain degree to not tick off Trump and his administration. And this becomes a slippery slope because you have good people like the folks at CBS, 60 Minutes, and I would say the vast majority of the reporters are fair and great news people. We had this story in the Wisconsin Judge last week from I can't say his name. I had it on the tip of my tongue. See, Mad Cow Zombers, that's what it is there. Scott McFarland, great reporter. Follows the Justice Department, followed all the J6 stuff. Tells it exactly like it is. Has great integrity as a reporter. But how many of these people are going to be allowed to tell the truth even when it ticks off Trump without the parent company, whether it be Paramount, whether it be Discovery, Warner Brothers, Comcast, saying, guys, gals, that can you just tone it down a little bit there on that story? And people are going to have to decide. News people are going to have to decide what is more important to me. My paycheck, paying my bills, supporting my family, or my internal morals and character, my journalistic integrity. And again, I bring you back to Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, who calls himself the cool dictator, quote unquote. One of the first things Bukele did when he became president in 2019 in El Salvador was to start intimidating the two major newspapers sources in El Salvador, La Prensa Gráfica and Diario de Hoy. La Prensa was considered a more conservative paper. La Diario de Hoy was the more liberal paper, loosely. And they started writing when Nayib Bukele started intimidating the Salvadoran Supreme Court. They started writing articles, op-eds on him. And Bukele basically intimidated those two things to become their cheerleaders for Bukele. Trump has seen the blueprint in El Salvador, and he's trying to do it right here in the United States of America. 855-752-4842. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
as Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Albaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 52 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock, coming up at 3 o'clock. A little news, weather, and sports update for you. Give you a traffic report after the top of the hour. A little what's worse for you as well. Right now, talking about what Scott Pelley did on 60 Minutes last night, calling out his own network, Paramount, for putting pressure on executive producer Bill Owens to compromise their journalistic integrity. Owens resigned. And then talking about this larger story at The Wrap, other corporations like Discovery, Time Warner, basically having to say, well, you know, to get some of these larger corporation deals done, what's best for our corporation, we may, keyword may, have to appease the Trump administration when it comes to our news division. L.A. Tom, watching on YouTube, saying he's going to cancel his Paramount Plus membership today. Well, L.A., I don't know you need to do that. Number one, I subscribe to Paramount because I'm a big Star Trek fan. That's where all the Star Trek stuff is at, and other programs as well. I would say, just my personal opinion, I think that's the kind of thing you do after we find out that Paramount has stopped a story at CBS. I think we have to stand by Scott Pelley and those journalists at CBS and 60 Minutes who are still doing, by their own reporting and admission, that Pelley said last night, none of our stories have been stopped. It hasn't come to that yet. It's kind of a clarion call, right? So I think we have to continue to support journalists who are doing good things at Paramount or CBS or other places. I think when you just cancel subscriptions is when it comes out and they say that something's been stopped at the news division. Just my two cents. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Gene up in beautiful Eau Claire on WCFW, the Tap. Gene, any strong storms come through there yet?
Not yet, but I have to tell you, you're doing an outstanding job there, sir.
Well, thank you.
Getting this information to the people, because this is the worst thing that they can start doing is messing with the press and messing with information. And I do, by the way, have that good night and good luck. Mm-hmm. And another thing, too, that I think is really important is what people can do, not, you know, stop their subscriptions, but what they can do is write to these people and say, hey, we're watching. We appreciate you giving us the truth. And that's why we support you, and we want you to keep on giving us the truth. Just like civic media, giving the truth, outstanding coverage, outstanding talk show host, and the people behind the machine there answering the phones and keeping the shows running. And
well, thank you, Jean.
So I just want to say that, and really and seriously, this is unbelievable. And what keep up the protests. I'm watching these protests. I love them signs. Get those signs out there. Trump hates this because he can't hide it. So thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. Love you.
Thanks,
Jean.
Have a great day. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Madison, WMDX Joe in Madison. Joe, we were calling your name out on Friday or Thursday for the draft because you were on. You called in when Matt Rothschild was guest hosting last week and this great backstory on Vince Lombardi and the Packers. And we credited you and I didn't tell as well as you could, but I appreciate you calling in to Matt's show and we gave you credit. So thanks for that.
Thank you. Thank you for that. It's a great story. And it really focuses on the fact that if you want to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, the star of that in our state was Vince Lombardi. And look at the result. The result has been fantastic. If people want to check out that article, it's at Packers.com. And it's really, really good.
It is.
So, and happy to talk more about that. I just wanted to add in on the 60 Minutes thing. I shouldn't laugh because this is awfully, awfully serious. But it just gives you a sense of just how far down the rabbit hole we have gone. There was apparently a first. This is out of LA Times, .com. And they were talking about the fact that a lawsuit has been ongoing and that Trump has doubled down on the amount that he's requesting. I believe it is $20 billion that he's now looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the part that just killed me, Todd. He apparently, Trump supporters were looking at the fact, first off, both Trump and Harris were allowed the opportunity to be interviewed on 60 Minutes. Harris went on. Trump declined. Okay. He had his forum and he declined.
Correct.
Okay. So her interview ran on 60 Minutes. And they pulled clips from what they had from the whole interview because, as you know, our interview, they don't air the whole hour usually. It's edited down. This is standard industry practice. It's not particularly new to 60 Minutes. Everybody does this. You do it if you're editing an interview. Everyone does. So at any rate, the point of view I would like to add in is just this comment so we know what we're dealing with, which is there was a chunk that was aired on the Sunday morning shows and then another chunk that was aired on 60 Minutes. And they are all, you know, get their undies in a bundle because they said there was a different answer that was given. So in this, Trump's team accused Harris of being a weak candidate and get this, prone to uttering word salad, jumbles of exceptionally incoherent speech, and that CBS manipulated the interview to make her appear more coherent and decisive, and thus the product, her, being more commercially appealing to people. Whoa, are you kidding me? Talking about word salad?
Right.
What a riot. This is hysterical.
And the thing,
absolutely hysterical.
Not to cut you off, Joe, but I mean, to your point, once CBS did finally, you know, release the entire thing, it's completely false. I mean,
exactly.
You know, it's just the charge is completely false.
Yeah, I mean, and just pretty, pretty funny that this guy's talking about incoherent word salad. I mean, I mean, let's just make that the next item that we have at our diner, the incoherent word salad. You know, you can also call it the Trump special. Mm-hmm. So at any rate, I shouldn't be laughing about this. It's incredibly serious because if the press goes down, we're going down, people. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really important. But, thanks a lot, Todd.
My pleasure. Thank you for listening, Joe. It's a great listeners like Joe and Gene and everybody else. I mean, you guys are the ones that, you know, keep us going. Just kind of from a emotional standpoint, but also, you know, support the people that advertise on our stations, and that keeps us going as well. Going to come back with a What's Worse in Hour 2 and some more news headlines as well. Your phone calls. It's the All Ball Show for a Monday. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Police in Chatham, Illinois are investigating a fatal incident that left 4 people dead and 6 others injured. KMOV-TV reporter Kimberly Donahue is in chat.
Illinois State Police say the vehicle hit 3 people outside the building and 1 person inside. We're told ages of the victims who died range from 4 to 18. At least 6 people were injured.
Several patients have been transferred to local area hospitals by ambulance and 1 by life flight helicopter.
Police say the person driving the Jeep was not injured. They have not revealed what caused the driver to crash into the building.
The Canadian Broadcast Corporation projects a win for Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberal Party, capping a stunning turnaround in fortunes fueled by President Trump's threat to Canada's economy. Here's BBC economist editor Faisal Islam.
So we still don't quite know what the quality